Hi, everyone. Dr. B here. Welcome back to another episode of Ask the Dentist. As promised, in my last episode, I am going to, elucidate the facts on a certain protocol that is being talked about on the web by a certain dentist. I'm not going to comment other than what my opinion is of the products and why you shouldn't consider using them. I'll try and stay away from any criticism, or it's not so much criticism. It's like, why would a educated professional recommend a product that actually does the reverse? In other words, it creates more disease, more problems, maybe short-term gain at best, and long-term causes oral health issues as well as systemic health issues. So I'll just try and keep it to that. Again, I'm just trying to inform you about the disinformation on the web and not make any comments on why this would be, as difficult as that may be for me to not talk about. In my practice, I have measured and treated sleep issues for thousands of patients, and one of my easy and immediate recommendations for every one of these patients is to start taking a magnesium supplement. It is well understood that magnesium improves the chances of deeper and more restorative sleep. For me personally and for my family, Magnesium Breakthrough has helped me achieve better scores for deep and REM sleep. Magnesium Breakthrough has been a game changer for my wife and I, many family members. It literally possesses a hallowed spot in our vitamin and supplement drawer. At family get-togethers, we remind each other, do you have enough? Did you bring your Mag Breakthrough? No exaggeration. Most magnesium supplements contain 1 to 2 forms of magnesium. Magnesium Breakthrough contains all 7 forms of magnesium, like nature intended. Not including all forms makes no sense when efficacy is the desired result. Not surprisingly, in today's world, 75% of the population is magnesium deficient. And unfortunately, eating well can't solve this deficiency given today's farming practices. That's why getting all 7 forms of magnesium in Magnesium Breakthrough is the ultimate way to give your body all 7 forms in one supplement. Magnesium Breakthrough helps you sleep better. It also helps calm your mind and allows you to feel grounded and relaxed during the day, and especially before bed, preparing you for a good night's sleep. Getting the correct amount and versions of magnesium, as found in Magnesium Breakthrough, also helps improve digestion, supports muscle recovery, and supports healthy bone density and even tooth remineralization. So make sure you are not only taking magnesium, make sure you are getting all forms of magnesium, which ultimately is what our bodies need to function optimally. For an exclusive offer for my listeners, go to magbreakthrough.com/askthedentist. Do it now. Your body and brain will thank you. Again, that's magbreakthrough.com/askthedentist, and use promo code askthedentist, all one word, during checkout to save 10%. Restorative sleep is perhaps the most important factor in living a life well lived. Don't let the quality of your magnesium supplement be anything less than the best it can be. Let's go right to it. This protocol is a complete mouth care system. It comes in a box, about $60, $70. I'm not sure how long that box lasts for. I'm not sure that all the products, I don't understand how all that you could put all these products and then rubber stamp it and make it explain to people that it is something that everyone should be using all the time. She recommends twice a day, and that it's for everyone. That there's no such broad way of treating anything. Treatments are typically very customized. Everyone's a little different. And as I'll mention in the end of this episode, there may be one very specific patient that this may be good for short-term, 2 weeks, for short-term use of this complete mouth care system. And again, 5 products can't be a complete mouth care system. That's the other side of the coin. Too broad and too much of a promise for all conditions in the mouth. Anyway, so let's talk about the first product in the box. It actually is a product that this dentist actually formulated and is producing and selling on the market. And this is the only product that I could probably get behind, but I have a few quibbles with that product. This product is called Zelly's Mints and Gum. It comes in mint form and in gum form. It has xylitol in it, which I'm very much for, and it has lots of benefit. It does reduce the incidence of decay. It's a great snack to have after a meal, especially if it's an acidic beverage or meal, or if it's a meal that produces a strong acid attack or acid moment in the mouth, low pH, which is a time in the mouth when teeth demineralize. That's not when you want to pick up a toothbrush. You want to chew on a xylitol mint. There are lots of studies. We did an episode a few months ago on how xylitol gum, about 6 to 10 grams a day, if it's chewed by the mother, can actually prevent the transference of a virulent strep mutant bug, or version of it. We're not killing the bug, we're just modifying it, and to their child, and that would prevent them from getting cavities. Children chewing this after a snack at school. This is a wonderful product and concept, and this would be an important part of any complete mouth care system. However, let's talk about the ingredients, and I'll make a recommendation for a better product. So the Cool Mint Breath Mints, xylitol first, and she uses a non-GMO source. And then she has a picture of birch trees in back. I'm not so sure that's so important. That's actually very bad for the environment, growing and destroying these trees just to get a natural form of xylitol. It's expensive. It's hard to get. And there are certain chemicals that could be used in the process to help extract xylitol. I'm a big fan of synthetic xylitol. If it's done properly, you can also get a non-GMO synthetic version of xylitol. The 6 to 10 grams is the right amount. In the mint, I think it's only per mint. If you suck on a mint, you get about half a milligram. So you'd have to suck on a lot of mints to get that 6 to 10 milligram dose. And the mints have magnesium stearate in them. I'm not a big fan of that. They also have natural menthol for that burning sensation, or that warm sensation. So most kids won't like this. And then also there's a strong peppermint flavor. But anyway, not a bad idea. Use this after meals. Get your 6 to 10 milligrams a day if you are cavity prone, and if you want to protect your children, and if you don't want to or can't brush after a meal, let's say at work, you don't have time, you have snacked in your cubicle or at your desk and you've got some mints there, by all means, use the mints. The mints I recommend are PPL. They're made in Italy. That's a gum. They have much cleaner ingredients. The flavors are more natural, and they list their milligram strength in the gum at 2 milligrams per piece of gum. The Zelly's gum, let's go to that. Let's find that. Again, I go to these Amazon pages. I look for, I'd rather see a photo of the container with the ingredients on it. In this case, both on the mints and gum, I'm not able to see it. I have to scroll down. And here, I'm not getting any ingredients of the gum. But anyway, there it is. Is that it? No, that's for another gum, pure gum. Anyway, I would recommend the PPL gum. You know exactly how much xylitol is in the gum. Actually, with the Zelly's, she states that there's 1 milligram of gum, of xylitol in each gum. So it's a little bit less than the PPL I'm recommending. The PPL is cleaner and it tastes better. Also available on Amazon. All right, the next part of the protocol is a product called the Closis Pre-Rinse. According to her page here, it will prepare your teeth for brushing. So this is a pre-rinse. You use it before you brush. This pH neutral, so probably a pH of 7, although I don't know for sure, ensures that brushing teeth does not occur in an acidic mouth and therefore easily can damage. Actually, the grammar here is incorrect. Therefore, easily damage teeth. Therefore, easily damages teeth. Anyway, a little bit of misinformation there. If you're going to use a mouthwash with fluoride in it, which I don't recommend, but fluoride does help remineralize teeth topically, the rinsing recommendation was always after your teeth are clean. If you're using a mouthwash with hydroxyapatite in it, you would want to use it after you brush your teeth. She is correct in recommending that you should return the pH of your mouth to neutral before you brush. I would just wait 30 or 40 minutes before brushing, or chew the xylitol gum, or just rinse with water. The problem, just rinsing with water will neutralize your pHs in your mouth almost immediately. The problem with the closest healthy gum, and again, I'm looking at the Amazon page now, and on this one, I can enlarge the back of the box. And okay, inactive ingredients are purified water, sodium phosphate, tribasic citric acid, potassium sorbate, sodium benzoate, mint flavor, and sucralose, an artificial sweetener. I do not recommend artificial sweeteners at any time. Even if you're not swallowing it, you are absorbing it through your oral mucosa. Most of you know what sucralose is all about. There have been all sorts of links to cancers and brain issues. But here, the active ingredient is acetylpyridium chloride at 0.07%. This has been around for a while. It is the only active ingredient in this pre-rinse, and it's designed to kill bacteria. It is actually a pesticide. Procter & Gamble's been using this for a long time. I think Oral-B has a product, Crest has a product. Their big mouthwash has this ingredient in it. I do not recommend it. It is, along with chlorhexidine, which the FDA recommends you only use for 2 weeks at a time. It is a very strong cytotoxic, bactericidal rinse, and it is not good for the oral microbiome. It's going to reset your oral microbiome, not always in a good way. The only time I would use something like this, and this is what the FDA recommends, chlorhexidine and this product, the acetylpyridium chloride, is if you are in very bad shape. Rampant oral disease, high decay rate, low pH, dry mouth due to sleeping with your mouth open, or perhaps geriatric reasons for having low saliva flow. Perhaps you've had some chemotherapy, radiation therapy, and your saliva glands are not producing as much saliva as they should. This is a last gasp. This is a way to aggressively reset things and then slowly build up your biome again. But to use it twice a day as a complete oral healthcare regimen or protocol daily, whether it's for children — there are no recommendations on our website — whether it's for children or adults, is not a wise move. So I do not recommend this. Mouthwash in general is kind of a waste of time. It's better to brush. The mechanical abrasion of brushing and flossing, touching the biofilm, breaking it up, disrupting, is the most powerful thing you can do in managing your biofilm and hence your oral microbiome. Rinsing, especially pre-rinsing. The only pre-rinse I can think that actually has an effect on the biofilm, ironically, is an old Ayurvedic practice that goes back 5,000 years, and that is oil pulling with coconut. There's a lauric acid that's in coconut oil, and it's great at breaking down and thinning the biofilm without killing bacteria. Essentially, it's a very mild emulsifier. Okay, let's go on to the next product. Okay, we did chewing gum, we did the closest. Here we are. Okay, this one really puzzles me. It is called Crest Cavity Protection Toothpaste. This is a toothpaste. So we've had a gum, we've had a mint, we've had a mouthwash. Now we have a toothpaste. It's made by Crest. On this one, I can see the back of the box, but it doesn't enlarge. So I cannot read the actual ingredients. Only the active ingredient is listed on the bottom of the Amazon link or page. And that, of course, is fluoride. You know how I feel about fluoride. It does get absorbed through the oral mucosa. It can get to the brain of a developing brain in a child. So do not recommend this toothpaste. However, if you dig a little deeper — I had to go to Google Images. I have a blown up picture of the back of the box. The inactive ingredients, sorbitol, that's okay. Water hydrated silica, fine. Sodium lauryl sulfate, strong emulsifier. You won't see it in toothpaste that I recommend currently, the one that I make. I don't like emulsifiers and surfactants. They do have a bactericidal action by breaking down the cell wall of cells of bacteria in the mouth. That's not what we want. Trisodium phosphate, flavor. Sodium, you know, some issues with flavors, of course, if you don't know where they come from. Sodium phosphate, cellulose gum, not great, not bad though. The carbamer, that's a thickener. Sodium saccharin, again, an artificial sweetener. And then titanium dioxide, banned in certain parts of the world, in the EU. And then blue number one, again, connection to cancer-producing products. These dyes. Do you really need to put a cancer-producing product into your toothpaste so that it looks blue? I don't think so. Anyway, I guess blue toothpaste sells better than off-white colored toothpaste. Again, fluoride in this product, sodium lauryl sulfate, titanium dioxide, these are all bad ingredients. You should not be getting anywhere near it, and probably some damage to the oral microbiome. Okay, the next product that she recommends is Listerine. Oh my goodness, my favorite. I have poured a lot of Listerine into toilets. Makes for a great toilet cleaner. Let's look at that. So Listerine's been around for a long time. This is a product that's been around for more than a century. Its formulation is based literally on something that has came out of the back of a snake oil salesman covered wagon. Strong essential oils, the most bactericidal one, which is eucalyptus oil. There are a few other essential oils in there, otherwise known as EOs. And also the other, let's see, was I able to pull it off the back of the bottle? Lots of great marketing here. I was not able to pull it off the back of the bottle. So you got to dig deep on this. Again, a little lack of transparency there. This is the company that around the year 2000 said, using their product, you wouldn't have to floss ever again. The FTC got involved, that was reversed, and now they have a disclaimer saying that this does not take the place of flossing. Shame on them. And then ingredients. Again, here we go. Active ingredients. First ingredient, which is rare for any oral care product to have an essential oil as the first ingredient, and that is eucalyptus oil, then menthol, then methyl salicylate, and then thymol, and those are not all the ingredients. Ah, here we go. Got to dig a little deeper. So the active ingredients are the eucalyptus oil. That is their formula. They want to knock down and make you knock down bacteria that supposedly cause bad breath and then make you smell like a big eucalyptus tree. They got the thymol, salicylate. They call these anti-plaque inactive ingredients. And then they have water alcohol, 21%. Alcohol is the main ingredient that in mouthwash that elevates your blood pressure. And they still put this into their mouthwash. To me, it's just unbelievable that this gets recommended and that it's even produced today. That alcohol amount was reduced. It was higher back in the day, and now it's down to 21%. That is, might as well be swishing with a shot of whiskey. The polyoxamer 407, who knows what that is? Benzoic acid. I don't know the pH of this. I would have to measure that, but they've added an acid that's to help break down the biofilm. Sodium saccharin, again, an artificial sweetener. Sodium benzoate, stabilizer. Flavor, not even a natural flavor, although natural flavor doesn't mean much these days. And then green, number three. I guess mouthwash has to be green and toothpaste has to be blue. These artificial, these colorizing agents, they are problematic and they are very, very toxic. Stay away from this on so many different reasons. It'll elevate your blood pressure. It will destroy your oral microbiome. And in doing so, you'll have more cavities and more gum disease. Again, this is being recommended twice daily. Also, it's a very unpleasant experience. I don't know how people can use this twice daily. Next product recommendation. This is the last one, ACT. ACT, it's a mouthwash. Back to the Listerine, she says it's an effective rinse that targets the bacteria that cause plaque buildup in gingivitis with three active ingredients, eucalyptus oil, menthol essential oil, and the thymol essential oil. And they add the alcohol essentially to keep all these essential oils in solution. And then, of course, it gives you high blood pressure. Again, if you don't believe me on that, I've done lots of things on it. We've got a blog post on it. I've done an episode on it. Just type in high blood pressure mouthwash. You will see lots of information on this and lots of studies. And this is not recent information. Studies go back at least 15 years, if not longer. Okay, let's see. Back to the ACT anti-cavity rinse. ACT is a very dilute but extremely effective sodium fluoride solution. That's fluoride, at a much lower concentration than in toothpaste. I'll get to that in a minute. It helps prevent and reverse cavities, strengthen teeth, reduce sensitivity, and leaves your breath fresh. So we start off with a mint. Then we have a pre-rinse. The mint, I guess you can use it at any time. I think that would be the recommendation. I think she does make that recommendation after meals. Following a program is okay. Then you use a pre-rinse first. That's a mouthwash. Then you use the toothpaste. Then you rinse with a mouthwash. And then you follow it up with a mouthwash with fluoride. This is just insane. It's you're just killing bacteria ad nauseum and not letting anything reset and do its job. And it seems like a lot of overkill without any reason why you would want to do this. Okay, let's talk about the ACT anti-cavity fluoride rinse. It's alcohol-free. Oh, how convenient. Adults and children 6 years of age and older, that's because if they swallow fluoride, that could affect their brain. Here, now I can see the active ingredients. I can see the back of the bottle. That's always nice. Water is the first ingredient. Sorbitol, not a bad thing. The poloxamer 407, we've seen that before. Propylene glycol, banned in the EU, is the fourth ingredient. Menthol, methyl salicylate, sodium phosphate, all the usual bad boys. Disodium phosphate, potassium sorbate, polysorbate 20, sodium saccharin, artificial sweetener again, and again, the cetylpyridium chloride, that pesticide. You get another hit of that after you've had it once with the pre-rinse. Calcium disodium EDTA, sodium benzoate, and green 3 and yellow 5, more cancer-producing ingredients. I think what you'll find interesting is that these are not all made by the same manufacturer. So if any of you are thinking that this is a kit that is being pushed through this influencer and this dentist, and it's all one manufacturer, that I looked at, and that is not the case. This is her protocol, and she believes that this is something you should do. Again, this is the exact opposite of what you should be doing for your mouth. You are destroying your oral microbiome. You are preventing it from doing its job. Its job is to remineralize teeth, prevent bad breath, keep the immune system active and working well in the biofilm so that you don't get gum disease and bleeding gums. And also, more importantly, it's allowing the bacteria, especially on the back of your tongue, to produce this wonderful longevity elixir. It helps with dilation, vasodilation. It helps prevent bad breath. This is the production of nitric oxide based on the foods that we eat, like beets and arugula. It's that whole NO synthase pathway where we take the nitrates in food, convert them to nitrites, and then to NO. If you are using any of these products, certainly all of them in a row twice a day, you are destroying that process. You are shortening your life. You are increasing the incidence of oral disease. You are using cancer products, brain products that could affect your brain. You are supporting an industry that is doing great disservice to the rest of the world. Change needs to start now, and it's going to start with you and what you purchase and what you use for your family. This is a protocol I would not recommend. Again, I promised I wouldn't try and understand why this is being recommended. I'll just say once, it is unbelievable and incomprehensible to me that someone would be recommending this, especially a credentialed, trained professional with clinical experience. Anyway, I'm going to end it there. I think you get my drift. The oral microbiome is everything when it comes to oral health. We need to nourish it, feed it, support it, uplift it. We don't want to do the opposite, which is what this protocol does. It knocks it down, not just once, not twice, three or four or five times. It is the last thing you want to do. Stay away from this protocol. I do not recommend it. I've got data to support this. If you have any questions, reach out to me. I can give you that data. You can look at all my work online, other podcasts. You can look at other functional dentist work. You can look at all the data. You can go to the Bristol website that actually test for the oral microbiome, the best test on the market right now for testing the oral microbiome. And you'll see there that the conversation is completely different. It's supportive. It's nutritive. It's advice that allows us to attain better health. The old way of doing things, which is what this protocol essentially is, it's an old fashioned, without any scientific basis, method of dealing with things like oral decay, gum disease, and bad breath. Most of these products came from from bad breath and rotten teeth. Again, back in the old wild, wild west when dentists were gunfighters and barbers and dentists. So anyway, thank goodness we're moving beyond that. And instead of using mouthwash, I would just use water. I would really focus on a good toothpaste with no emulsifiers, no surfactants, some kind of remineralizing agent. And again, in the beginning, use the xylitol gum, certainly use floss, brushing, very, very important. That's all you need. Keep it simple and eat well. Keep your mouth closed at night. Keep the pH of the mouth as stable as you can. One thing I said earlier in this episode, there is a case for a protocol like this, although I wouldn't use this protocol. In fact, if you go to the Bristol website, they've talked about a protocol using one or two of these products. And this is in very extreme cases where things are out of control and you're very, very, very sick and you need an aggressive reset. So for 2 weeks, you would use this protocol and then you would do everything that I was talking about. And for the next part of the rest of your life, assuming that you've made the behavioral lifestyle changes so that these things don't occur again. Chlorhexidine rinse falls into this category. I would use, given any of these five products, except for the xylitol gum, if you are in that bad state of health, I would reach out to, there's several products out there. I'll try and list them in the show notes. I would use a nano silver mouthwash or toothpaste, again, for a short period of time, over any of these products, because at least the nano is targeted and doesn't have all these dyes and pesticides and all these other substances and chemicals that will cause far-reaching issues and over time. And again, to recommend the use of this product twice a day, at forever is absolutely, I'll say it once, I won't say it again, is absolute malpractice. Anyway, I hope that was of some help. Some people have asked about it, not many. Most of you know that there's something deeply inherently wrong with this protocol. You understand it. And not just based on what I've been telling you, but that most of the profession has been telling you. So stay away from these products. Do yourself a favor and also save yourself a lot of money. You can keep it very simple with a good toothbrush, with a good flosser, like the Slate flosser, a simple toothpaste with some hydroxyapatite. If you're not getting cavities, you don't need hydroxyapatite. I wouldn't even use any toothpaste. It's not necessary, but the brushing and flossing really go a long way. And that disrupts the biofilm enough. And then, of course, you have to feed and nourish your oral microbiome. And that means a good diet. We've talked about that as well. Hope that was helpful. If you have any other questions, please leave comments. This will appear on YouTube as well. There is a video portion to this. And again, if you're looking for a functional dentist that can clear up all these issues for you and explain to you why you shouldn't be using a protocol like this, go see one of our functional dentists on our directory. That's at askthedentist.com. askthedentist.com/directory. Again, all of these will be in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for your interest in oral health. And I hope this steers, for those few people that were wondering about this or were planning on using it, I hope this steers you in the right direction, and that is to good overall health and therefore also good overall stomach health. Thanks for listening. See you in the next episode next week. Thanks. Thanks for listening to Ask the Dentist. This is a Resonant Media production produced by Drake Peterson and mixed by Mike Fry. Drop me a line at mark@askthedentist.com. If you have any comments or suggestions, I'd love to hear them. And if you liked this episode, please leave us a review on your podcast app. Thanks for listening and especially for taking an interest in oral health.
Hi, everyone. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Just a reminder that this podcast is for educational purposes only. This podcast is not a substitute for professional care by a dentist, doctor, or other qualified medical professional. This podcast is provided on the understanding that it does not constitute medical or other professional advice or services. If you're looking for help in your journey, seek out a qualified medical practitioner. If you're looking for a functional dental care provider, you can visit askthedentist.com/directory and search or find a dentist database. It's important that you have someone in your corner who's trained, is a licensed healthcare practitioner, and can help you make changes, especially when it comes to your health.